God's grace. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by work, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Ephesians 2:8-10. God's grace, God's forgiveness is limitless. As I have shared before, I do not always agree with the plan God has for me. And in the moment when I am disagreeing with the plan and trying to get my way, I am setting myself up for that need of grace. Forgiveness for being mad and trying to prove that the plan that God has is not the right plan. I am grateful for that forgiveness and that grace. This summer, I had one job interview and one job offer. For me, the offer benefited me. I would get to work in a new environment, in a dream position, and get to move much closer to my family. It all sounded good to me. On the same day that my offer came, so did an offer for John, in the same geographic area. It was meant to be, right? Wrong. John's job fell through first. Mine, as many of you heard, took a bit longer. I was not pleased with this turn of events. Then I got my list of kiddos, almost 90 of them total. Then I got the paperwork. It was not pretty. That is when I started to question, why this turn? Why am I still here? I got my answers. First, a former student had a rough go of it this summer and the beginning of this year. She found her dad having overdosed. Mm-hmm. And now every day after school, she comes down to my room. She says, "Ms. Callahan, I need a hug." And I give her a hug and I tell her how important she is and what a wonderful kid she is, and to go forth and have a great evening, and I'd see her the next day. I also find myself taking the lead on things that I don't normally do. I know that is something I need to work on in order to do the dream job well. As I see, and I can see other moments here and there that let me know that I am where God wants me to be. Do I always agree? No. And when I disagree, I am seeking that grace again and again and again. We are all fortunate to be recipients of God's grace. And while we may not always agree with God, we know that He is still there to carry us through.